Petrova, and Boria's sister, Natalia Vasilyevna. The old grandmother and the mother and the young girl appeared tranquil and at times even cheerful. It was the second year of their awaiting in the old house the youngest of the family, Boris. Boris, who was no longer among the living. They hardly spoke of him to one another, yet their thoughts, their memories, and their musings of him filled their days. At times dark threads of grief stole in among the even woof of these thoughts and reveries, and tears fell bitterly and ceaselessly. When the midday sun rested overhead, when the sad moon beckoned, when the rosy dawn blew its cool breezes, when the evening sun blazed its red laughter, these were the four points between which their spirits fluctuated from evening joy to high midday sorrow. Swayed involuntarily, all three of them felt the sympathy and antipathy of the hours, each mood in turn. The happiness of dawn, the bright midday sadness, the joy of dusk, a pale pining of night. The four emotions lifted them infinitely higher than the rope upon which Boria had swung, upon which Boria had died. 2. At pale rose dawn, when the merrily green, harmoniously white birches bend their wet branches before the windows, just beyond the little patch of sand by the round flowerbed, at pale rose dawn, when a fresh breeze comes blowing from the bathing pond, then wakes Natasha, the first of the three. What a joy it is to wake at dawn! To throw aside the cool cover of muslin, to rest upon the elbow, upon one side, and to look out of the window with large, dark, set eyes. Out of the window the sky is visible, seeming quite low over the white distant birches. A pale vermilion sunrise brightly suffuses its soft fire through the thin mist which stretches over the earth. There is in its quiet, gently joyous flame a great tension of young fears and of half-conscious desires. What tension, what happiness, and what sadness! It smiles through the dew of sweet morning tears, over white lilies of the valley, over the blue violets of the broad fields. Wherefore tears? To what end the grief of night? There, close to the window, hangs a sprig of sweet flag banishing all evil. It was put there by the grandmother, and the old nurse insists on its staying there. It trembles in the air, the sprig of sweet flag, and smiles its dry green smile. Natasha's face lapses into a quiet, rosy serenity. The earth awakes in its fresh morning vigor. The voices of newly roused life reach Natasha. Here the restless twitter of birds comes from among the swaying damp branches. There in the distance can be heard the prolonged trill of a horn. Elsewhere, quite near, on the path by the window, there are sounds of something walking with a heavy, stamping tread. The cheerful neighing of a foal is heard, and from another quarter, the protracted lowing of sullen cows. 3. Natasha rises, smiles at something, and goes quickly to the window. Her window looks down upon the earth from a height. It is in three sections in the mezzanine. Natasha does not draw the curtains across it at night, so as not to hide from her drowsing eyes the comforting glimmer of the stars and the witching face of the moon. What happiness it is to open the window, to fling it wide open with a vigorous thrust of the hand. From the direction of the river the gentlest of morning breezes comes blowing into Natasha's face, still somewhat wrapped in sleep. Beyond the garden and the hedges she can see the broad fields beloved from childhood. Spread over them are sloping hillocks, rows of plowed soil, green groves and clusters of shrubbery. The river winds its way among the green, full of capricious turnings. White tufts of mist, dispersing gradually, hang over it like fragments of a torn veil. The stream, visible in places, is more often hidden by some projection of its low bank, but in the far distance its path is marked by dense masses of willow herb, which stand out dark green against the bright grass. Natasha washed herself quickly. It was pleasant to feel the cold water upon her shoulders and upon her neck. Then, childlike, she prayed diligently before the icon in the dark corner, her knees not upon the rug but upon the bare floor, in the hope that it might please God. She repeated her daily prayer. Perform a miracle, O Lord.